Last year we finished Siv Zayin. Just want to be merciful of one Nakuna Siv Zayin, but Chazara, Siv Zayin was a case where a person bought a property at a discounted price. It was worth 200, he ended up paying only 100 for it. So he gained on the deal, and the Bar Mitzvah could assume his position, take him over, and also gain on the deal if it's a Zazak that the seller would have sold that property at a discount to everybody. If he would have sold it to you as well, to the Mitzvah as well, to the whole world as well, at that discounted price, it ends up that the Mitzvah enjoys that discount. If it was a special deal that the seller had only with this Lokeach, and to the Velt, he would take a seller for 200, but he wanted to give it to this Lokeach at a discounted price, and that's why he only paid 100. So then, if the Mitzvah takes him over, he's going to have to taka pay 200, because Be'etzem, it was sold for 200, really. Just 100 of it was a matona to this Lokeach, and it's only meant for this Lokeach, not for the Mitzvah. That's the halacha in Siv Zayin. And we discussed last time that what happens if you have a machlokes between the metzron and the lakeach, if the seller intended to give him the discount or he didn't intend to give him the discount, he would have given it to everyone. And the halacha is ala metzron laviraya, the metzron has to prove that the seller would have given it to everybody. There's a Zechol Avram in Chelik Beis, in Chesh Mishpat Eis Mem, page in the Aleph of Mebeis. He brings from a Marach Moidoi, Fiyadik Esfadish of Paisik, who says that he has a Gevaldike Eitza, a tikkun to the whole problem of a Bar Mitzvah. You want to get out of that Bar Mitzvah, a simple Eitza, like this, we can take care of the whole Bar Mitzvah issue. What we do is the seller sells the property to a buyer, whatever the price is, $200,000, whatever it is, and then he writes in the seal, and the rest I gave you is a matana. He doesn't specify what the rest is, how much the matana was, but he just says, I'm selling to you for $200,000, and the rest is a matana. Mamela takes care of the whole Bar Mitzvah issue, because since he wrote the rest is a matana, on that chelik of the matana, the Bar Mitzvah won't be able to be masalik the lokeach unless he pays off that matana. Because we don't know what it is, we'll have to figure it out. But the vows of Mamela, like this, it takes care of the whole problem of Bar Mitzvah.
It was simple, right? So give him a piece right away. And
you're coming
to Bar Mitzvah too.
Oh, so that the Gemara Taka says. And the Gemara says you can't do that because that's Harama. Because you're only doing it today. Oh, so Frek the Mishpat Shalom. Frek the Mishpat Shalom. What's going on? This is Harama. You can't do Harama. The Simen is full. The Mechaba, the Ramah, many different places in the Simen. Sivchachas. Many places in Simen says you can't do Harama. So what's going on? What type of Eitz is this to do this? This is Harama. That's one child. That's Mishpat Shalom, Blay Shreer. What's going on? The Pamoini Zov has a different problem. He says, how does this take care of Bar Mitzvah? It doesn't take care of Bar Mitzvah. Well, what's the problem? We have our law, we just learned in Siv Zayin, that says that if the property is worth 200 and the seller sold it for 100, he gave it at a discounted price, even if he only wanted to give the discount to this buyer and no one else, fine, so Metzen still has a right of Bar Mitzvah. Just he'll have to pay the full price, he'll have to pay the 200. So to here, what's the big deal? The seller sold it, it's okay, he can write whatever he wants, the rest is a matana. So all the Mitzvah has to do is pay the real market price of the product, which is likely going to be the same thing, because he's not really giving matana. And even if he would be giving matana, beseda, so he'll pay, we'll get a value, we'll evaluate how much the property is really worth, and he'll pay him that amount. He can't say, the buyer can't say, well, the matana was another $1 million. Shkoyek, if the whole property is worth $220,000, and 200 you pay for it, then we know the matana is only 20, not a million. So mamela, all I'll have to do is pay you the 20.
When he says the rest of matana, means the rest of the property.
The rest of the price. That's the price. You're paying me 200, and the balance is the matana. So the mail effects department is what balance? What a balance? Whatever it is, we'll figure out.
See, anyway, he says $1 million.
He can say it's $1 million. He can say whatever he wants. Let's say he says it's $1 million. But we'll establish what the real price is.
The best company is not paying $1 million.
If he did,
let him overpay.
Oh, that's in the next if. If he writes lahead, it'll be overpaid. But then he has to overpay. No, so then you didn't know it. I mean, let's say I'm selling you the property for $1 million. Pay me 200 now, and the other 800,000 will be in matana. So So then it's really not. I know what the real price is. It said over here, we shots up the real price and give them the real price. So he says, what type of elamai means, because it's an asik to try to shots up, so the mail is like a deterrent. We try to deter the bamet that you're trying to get an aval, because he doesn't know how much the maton is, and it's a hassle to get this evaluation. That's what he means. It's a share maisa. So the chayshin ve'efoid comes along, and he gets a geshmak of pshat, a whole different pshat. He takes care of both problems. He said, the pshat is like this. Given though, when a person tries to sell a piece of property and there's a metron in the background, no one wants to come in. Why do I have to go do due diligence and find out about the engineering and find out the property is a good property and go through the contract and the closing and wait 6 months of my time, and the day after my metron's on the door, hello, I'm here, give me the property. I did all the work for him. What do I need this for? Malilitzarazais. So it's really, Bar Metzer really forces the seller to come to the table of Bar Metzer. Now, Bar Metzer knows that, so Bar Metzer generally will lowball the seller. The seller's going to try to highball the Bar Metzer to get as much because he knows he has the Bar Metzer over the barrel. But the Bar Metzer does the same in reverse. He'll try to lowball the seller. Say, look, the property's worth $300,000. You know no one's going to come in here. I'll give you $250,000. For $250,000, you have it. More than $250,000, go, hey, you're going to stand like this for a long time. No one's going to come. I'm going to put up a big sign. There's a guy in Lakewood, Grado. When he bought a piece of property, he registered on the title Bar Metzer LLC. So anyone who goes into that area, any of the investors are trying to look to buy the neighboring properties. Want to say who the neighbors are, he's already warned. You should know that the neighbor is a Bar Metzer LLC. So Mameli, he knows that. By the way, it's a true story. Well, we're going to get to it when it's going to get to a guy. Sometimes maybe, yeah, we'll get to it. So Mamela, he knows he's throwing everyone away. So he has the seller over the barrel. So what's the seller going to do? So Bar Kochoch, in order for the seller to entice people to come into the deal, he has to give them as a discounted rate. But that alone is not enough, because the Bar Metzer are taking off. What he does is, this is the plan. What he'll do is, he'll say, I'm selling it to you for $280,000, and the rest, the other $20,000, is a matana. What is he v'din with that? He v'dins is because now, if the Bar Metzer wants to remove the lekeach, he's talking going to have to pay the full $300,000. So the lekeach, it's an incentive for the lekeach to come in. Because the lekeach knows like this. First of all, the Bar Metzer is a dreikop, he might not remove me for $300,000. And even if he does, chutz, I profit 20. I paid the seller only $280,000. I got 20 in my pocket, so it was worth the hassle. Chutz, I got something. So we're doing this in order to neutralize the Bar Metzer's koyach, what the Bar Metzer has on the seller. But it's really only on the real price records. That's stated in this halach and says, Zayin, you only pay the real price properly. We're doing this incentive. Yeah, beside it means we're trying to neutralize the Bar Metzer. We're trying to attract people to willing to buy here and to get the Bar Metzer off my case. That's what he means. It's a takana for Bar Metzer. I value a Bar Metzer. But it's a takana for Bar Metzer. It means we take care of the problem with Bar Metzer. If the Bar Metzer wants to come in, he now has to deal with a full price $300,000 and he doesn't have me over the barrel. That's what this Marach Modoi meant. Because I'm going to pay $280,000. The other 20 is matana. Bar Metzer maybe not won't exercise his right for $300,000. And even if he does, I'll pocket 20. Right, so I pocket the 20. So in the middle, I pay off the seller. I paid the seller $280,000. I pocket 20. It's worth it. But a lot of people buy properties and flip it for 20. So that's it. So I flipped it to the Bar Metzer for 20. So again, I got in there for that 20. In the middle, that was the.
Who gets the 300?
The lekeach gets the 300.
He owns it for a few minutes
till the Bar Metzer comes in. He'll get it for $300,000 and he only paid the seller $280,000. That's the Eitzah Gishmak of Pshat. It's nice, otherwise it's Mamish of Medrash Pli, what Marak Madoi meant. Only thing is, I have a problem, but Shtiko Pitbook on the Chayshin Veifet in Halacha. The Halacha that we just learned in Siv Zayin says that if you have a property and you buy it at a discount, it's worth $200,000 and you paid only $100,000, the Halacha is that if the seller would have given this to everyone for $100,000, then he's entitled to the $100,000. And he can remove me for the $100,000 and he's entitled to the discount. If he's only giving me the good deal and nobody else, then in Enochanami, he pays me $200,000 and I only pay the seller $100,000. In this case, the seller put it up for market at $280,000. It wasn't just for this look here, for the whole world. Anyone in the world who would...
Except for the message.
You can't do that. Anyone in the world would pay 280 and get the other 20s of Matana, the seller would sell it to him. Right? And love, that's what they do. So then it wasn't anything special for this Lekeach, it was for every Lekeach. So it's for every Lekeach, then it defeated no purpose. Then let the Bamechin assume his position for 280.
So the Tenu, there's not a car that he should have, that he shouldn't have to give from that price. He's going to sell for everyone, every sale happens, ultimately one of the parties was off. I'm selling for five, he's buying them for five. One of us would have, I would have sold before he would have.
I don't know. Well, that's the price that they negotiate. I don't know. That's the price that's set on. That was the value. It's not, but it's stated in Halacha that if the seller was willing to accept 280, the Halacha is like this. The reason, Bametzer assumes a position of Lokeach as long as we satisfy the interest of the seller. So if the seller was willing to accept 100 for a 200 value property, then the Bametzerin is entitled to that discount. Lokeach got that Gevaldic discount. He can't find it anywhere else. Tough. That's the Halacha. He's automatically a Shliach of the Bametzerin. And as long as the seller would have given it to everyone like that, then the Bametzerin is entitled to that discount too. So it's a funny situation. Bezin, the Bametzerin, he would have given to everyone but the Bametzerin. That's not fair. Lamaisi is the seller. The seller was happy for 280. Right? He walked away from the deal for 280. What happens if the Bametzerin would have told the seller, instead of I trying to outsmart you and you trying to outsmart me, let's cut the chase. You're willing to sell to the seller for 280? I'll give you the 280. Would the seller have accepted it?
Yeah,
why not? The Araya, he accepted 280 for someone else. So he would have accepted this from everyone. So if he would have accepted it for everyone, so then all the Bamez has to do is pay 280. So what's the takana? So the whole takana is not again.
You must make this Lekeach rich.
No, why? What was the takana? What did he want to attract the Leichem into the deal? He wanted to get more than 250 because the Bametzerin snowballing him at 250. He's saying, I'm not giving you a penny more because I have you over the barrel. So he attracts buyers to come in. But now that he attracted a buyer for 280 and all the sellers getting 280, if the Bametzerin would have offered him 280, he would have accepted that offer too. But he had no brainer, right? He did. He accepted 280 for someone else. So then the Bametzerin should be entitled to that. So Mamela, the whole takana doesn't start. So Mamela, he can never do this. So then the Bametzerin always can assume the position. So then there's no attraction for all
the
if he wants to get 300, but no, the shtickle doesn't give him 300. The shtickle still only gives him 280.
Why did the shtickle?
He's kidded by Metz and he wants to bring in customers. Now he bought in the customer for 280 and he closed at 280. So did he accept 280? Yes. He was happy for 280.
See that he really wants 300.
You're right, and he might have wanted 400. So what? Let's say the guy puts it up for offer at 400, and at the end of the day, a buyer only buys it for 300. So that's it. So the Bametz only has to give 300. He wanted 400, great, but he never got it. He only got 300. So the Bametz assumes that position.
The Bametz would need a buyer. But I think it's working. You could assume the Bametz would want to buy it at the price. But
that's not the halacha. In our case also, in the Siv Zayin, where the property was worth 200 and he sold it at a discount for 100 because the seller was out for lunch, he didn't know the value of the property, the Bametzer would have paid 200, but he doesn't have to. Because if the seller was willing to sell it for 100, I could assume that position. If he sold it to a Lekeach for 100, I could assume that Lekeach position also get it for 100. To Mela, I will have to pay his 100. So here, how does the whole thing come to start? All right, fine. What's Harama? Well, that's not Harama. The Maisa Geret is he's trying to negate the Bametzra. He really wants 300. It's really worth 300. So he's taki giving the other 20s matana, but the less prayer, otherwise he can't attract a buyer. So he's taki giving the buyer matana. It's taki matana. It's worth 300, and he's giving him a discount at 280. But I just don't know how it's going to help. The Bametzra will assume the 280 as well. All right. If it would be only matana, but if it's a loy plug, if you give a discount, so here's it. This is my. This is a machir of it, right? He did pay 280. Yeah, but how does that work? It's not part of the land; it's part of the price. So the ma'isa, I bought the whole property at a discount. So Tzitzis Rosh said, "There's a loy plug. Once you're buying, there's a loy plug. They made by Metzra." All right, let's move on, Rabbi Isa. Let's move on to Sifches. In makro loy bam tana. What happened was, is that the seller took out a seller's note, a seller's mortgage. The seller sold the property, but the buyer didn't put down the money, or put down partial money, and the rest The buyer will pay him in a year. So he sold the property b'amtana. Zot paskin de mechaba less b'mishum dinu de b'metzer. There is no b'metzer here at all. There's no halakha b'metzer at all. Why? Elam kena metzer right to lefrayim yad. Unless the metzer also wants to pay, but he's willing to pay right now, not in a year's time. What's the reason? The reason is that b'metzer, the chazal never misakim b'metzer if it's bad for the seller. B'metzer is if the seller is covered, and now that the child is between the lekeach and the b'metzer has an adifus. But if it's going to hurt the seller, they suspended the whole rules of b'metzer. Comes along lekeach, let's call him ish nichbad, ish gevir, whatever, gevaldika mensch, and takes out a note, I'll pay you in a year. His word is his bond. Say this, such a boy, gevaldik. Comes along the Ben Metzra and Eisvav and says, you know what, I'm a Ben Metzra and I'm taking over and I'm also going to pay you in a year. The seller is going to have a cow. You're going to pay him in a year. No one trusts you. Your wife doesn't even trust you with a dollar. How should I trust you? Forget it. I'm nothing doing. I'm not willing to go into this deal. I was only willing to go with that lekeach because that lekeach is a nish neman and he has the yecheles. You don't have the yecheles. Forget it. I'm not going in. So Memela, there's no din Ben Metzra at all unless Ben Metzra wants to cough off the money right now. You want to pay everything right now on the table so I don't have to have any worries with you that you're not going to you're going to stiff me later on. But say this and then you'll have B'metzra. So come here, the only way B'metzra will come into effect if he puts up all the money up front. The Lekeach only had to pay in a year. But if the B'metzra wants it, he has to put the money up front.
It's not that the seller doesn't have the finances to go B'metzra anymore. He has to pay all the future. The seller has $300,000, which is $500,000 on paper.
I'm going to get to it. Well, we're going to get to it. Fine. Good. So this is the halacha here. That's right. It's a geshmaka mechaba, right? Comes along the Ramah. We'll go back to it. But this one wants to say the Ramah. Oh, he's like the Ramah. She'ein ha-moicha makbid v'roi t'lam t'lamezran. If the moicha is not makbid, the moicha doesn't care. This whole shtickle tire that he's scared about the mezran stiffing him, he's not makbid. He doesn't care. He thinks the mezran is as a good credit, just as good credit as the lekeach. So then, back to the drawing board. Memela, the mezran is equal to the lekeach. The seller is covered. Memela, there will be a din by mezran. And Memela, the lekeach won't have to pay until a year, and the metzen also doesn't have to pay until a year. The same terms. The metzen. Well, it's going to be a big chiddush. We'll see. But the metzen has to. The metzen assumes the lekeach's position. The lekeach will pay the seller in a year, and the metzen will reimburse the buyer in the year. That's how it'll be. In a year's time, you pay the seller $500,000, and I'll pay you $500,000. But the property is already mine today. Just like it's yours today, it's mine today. Same terms. I walk into your shoes. Okay. Where are you? Sorry? That he has to behave in Moses Arko. That was talking about when the Metzran, when the Lekeach already paid. There is no Hamtana. Because if you have the deal that you have, I have the same deal that you have. That's the Metzran. I assume your position. The Marshal, like we've said before, if it was a $200,000 property, went for $100,000, I only pay $100,000. I pay whatever you do. Your terms of payment is that you only have to pay in a year. So I have the same terms. I only have to pay in a year as well. Unless the Moicha doesn't like me, and unless the Moicha is scared of me, I don't have as good credit, so then I have to call for the money right away. Otherwise, I have the same terms as the Lekeach. Fine, that's the halakha. The Chavis Yoel, the Piskachuva brings it down, is what happens is, he has a Shaila Lilias, what happens if the Metzen Taka doesn't have such good credit, but he's willing to put up a mashkin? You're worried that I'm going to stiff you. Here's a mashkin. $500,000, no problem. I'll give you a mashkin for $500,000. I'll give you shares in my company. $500,000 worth. You have a mashkin, so you're good to go. Oh, so he says that mamish, I think he said, he says, where is it? Taiva Yafa. He says, he prefers a lekeach who has a good credit without a mashkin rather than this guy with a mashkin, because he still has to be busy being shame with a mashkin. He's a viterek b'shmirasai, and if it gets lost, he's all going to have a problem. Then he's going to have a dintari with this guy to get to. So Mela, I'd rather deal with such a person who I trust than a guy who I don't trust, even if he gives me a mashkin. Similar to what you said. And he said, not only that, What happens if I say that you're only doing this as a shtickel, as a harama? You're trying to play this on me to get me, right? You're getting me to cough up money right away rather than that guy going, hey, it's a harama playing. Yeah, I can't even make you make a chayrim. A chayrim stami says you could do, but more than that, you can't do. Sorry? That you're not doing haram on me. Maybe you're doing haram on me. You're doing haram on me. This is all a patent. It's really not true. Really, maybe you're selling it to the guy.
There's such a thing as a cash offer. There's such a business as a cash offer.
Right.
So, it's haram.
Make it taste, it's a Rama. Well, you're giving that guy, you're giving him an extending credit, and to me, you're not extending credit. Right, you're extending him credit, and to me, not, and I'm willing to give you a mashkin, and after peeking, you're saying that you're not maskim. I think that you're just playing with me, you're trying to cut me out of the deal, because my mashkin should be just as good as that guy's credit. Most of the time, it is. So you're telling me, for me, it's not. I don't believe you, so you're being married, so I want to give you a chayim. That I can't do. A chayim is not my code.
Bigger, some people
won't
cash right away for some reason. That's years ago. Other reasons, they want to get paid right away.
Right, but for this guy.
Yeah, I want credit right away. I want that. I want money right away. I'm giving money right away. I really don't want to.
Oh yeah, you Bedavka don't want the money right away.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's it, that's it. Shulchan Aruch says if they gives money right away, then it's Bar Mitzvah. All right. Yeah, for sure. He has to match. It means if the Lekeach made a cash deal, then the Bametzin has to do a cash deal as well. Whatever the Lekeach does, the Bametzin has to match to a T. If he doesn't match to a T, then he's out. The much we're going to have later on, that if he gives better currency, if the Lekeach gives better currency than the Bametzin, there's no Bametzin. He has to match to the T whatever Lekeach is doing, otherwise it's not fair to the seller.
So he gets when he's in the close, they get money, no difference against the more.
But I don't have to worry about the risk that you might won't not get through the mortgage and then you'll be there for me. I have to match everything.
The mortgage came on the same day you have the check, you can get out of your bank. It'll be the same thing, that's all.
In theory, but if you're going at the contract with the mortgage, I'm not sure. If this guy you know is a cash L. If you know, so okay, fine, so I call it the IRS. Well, extend credit.
Cash. The guy comes with cash to buy the property. Most people are going to need to have a mortgage.
Right.
So I give you a cash deal today. You're going to have to get your mortgage certificate until you get your mortgage.
And economy, that would be an ATA. That would be an ATA if you have such a thing. But if the guy comes up with cash, then you're out. That Teretz Tzvi says that if you maimed a batuach, who's just like the lekeach, then is it din bar mitzvah? Which in the Parmenizov means that you maimed an orev. You have a problem with a mashkin, you want a headache with Ashkin, you don't deal with it. Besides, I'll give you an orev. You don't trust my credit, I'll give you somebody whose credit is just as good as a credit as a lekeach. There will be a din of Bamets. And the Kesef Kadashim says the same thing, but he says, provided you had the ability to get this orev at the time of the sale. Means if at the time of the sale you didn't have this orev in your pocket. And now, when you want to exercise your bar mitzvah right later on, now you're timing it in an erev. Now it's too late, because the lekeach did me a favor. When the lekeach was willing to buy, I needed the lekeach. I wanted the lekeach because you I don't trust, and you didn't have an erev. So that's it. You're out. You have to be able to match the lekeach whatever the lekeach was willing to do at the time of the mechira.
Otherwise, bar mitzvah lasts forever.
No, bar mitzvah does not say. Bar mitzvah lasts. We're going to see later on the shemunah when he finds out. But if he finds out in 3 months from now.
My point is that basically we're saying he's an agent, right? Basically, the lekeach was an agent for him. So he's only an agent if he can fulfill the terms of the contract.
Correct. He has to be, and so if he wants to say that he is just as good as the lekeach in credit because he has an orif, then he has to be able to have that orif right away.
Well, that cash is an orif. Sorry?
We mean, he had to have that whenever he wants to come. It means if it takes him a day, he would have had that cash then too. He had the ability to get that cash too. I mean, let's say an Arif, I have to call up an Arif. It's one phone call away. I could have called up the Arif then too. So I had the ability then.
So he was
allowed in
between.
Correct. And that L'chayra should come out that there won't be dinner by Metzah, because at that point, you couldn't have bought the property. Maybe he had other cash besides the lottery money. I don't know. Okay.
What's the deal about Fatih Ches? You know, you can wait a year and then it's supposed to be.
Wait a year, no, but once you find out, then you have to assume the position. If you know, if the Bametzer knows about that the buyer came in, and the Bametzer doesn't exercise his right of Bametzer right away, he was Meichel. Yeah, it's not open-ended favor. He has to exercise it right away. Right away. Right away. Whatever right away is. A day. Right away. You have to come right. Right when you find out. You have to lodge a complaint. I want to accept my right of amensa.
He said, and I can assume it now because you're stronger because you're alone.
It's tough. You're gone. But if you're a Michael, you can't do it. The Bach in the Teres Emes says that if it's a non Sahadi, that the Bametzer has just as good credit as the Lekeach, there's also a Din Bametzer. The seller can't say, I don't trust you. We don't trust you. The whole world knows that he's just as trustworthy as the Lekeach. Now, because clearly you stop playing a game. We know that you're playing. Correct. Could be, and it comes. Maybe you'll have to have an order of Kavlin in such a case. Because where a call if you raise any abezin, the truth Maram Ziskin, who argues with the Bach and says that Anansadi is not good enough. If the Welt knows that the Bamezra is more trustworthy, and more trustworthy means just not in his word, he's just as good, a pleasant person to deal with, you're not going to have a headache with him, he's good for his money, he has the capability of doing it, whatever it is, if he's just as good as the Lekeach. Well, if you have a non-Sadi, maybe. That's got to be sure, but then if you have such a thing that it's a non-Sadi, maybe it would work. Maybe it would work, yeah. You can have such a thing. You have such a thing. All right. No, so again, you have to have a good Arif that's just as good as a Lekeach. Now, all right, fine. In all these cases where the Bametzin has just as good credit as the Lekeach, either it's a non-Sadi or you put up an Arif or whatever it is, then now we have to address, so now we know the Bamech is applicable, but now we really have to address fundamentally Sev Zayin's type of alumnus. To give extend credit to a buyer is a toiva to a buyer. You're giving good terms. Buyer doesn't have to cough up the money right away. Would the seller have given those same terms to the whole Welt or not? If he would have given those terms to the whole Welt, so yes, then the Bametzin could assume the buyer's position with the same terms and only have to pay in a year. But if Hagufa was done as a Teva for this specific Lekeach, and he wouldn't have extended terms to other people, then if a Bametzin wants to come in, even if Bametzin has great credit, but that Teva to extend credit wasn't for you, it was only meant for this Lekeach. So it will come out that the Lekeach will have a year to pay, but the Bametzin will have to pay the Lekeach immediately. It's Kilo, the Lekeach got a loan. He bought a house plus got a loan for a year on the money. So if you want, and that loan wasn't meant for anyone but me, because the seller likes me. He only wanted to extend this loan to me. So if you want to assume my position, Beseda, assume it, but make me whole. Make sure that I get that free loan. So you're going to have to pay me right away. I'll have your money to work with for the year, and then in a year from now, I'll pay up the seller. That's what it comes out. As I talked to Fusha Rush and Tour, that's what comes out. In the case also, let's say the seller is not makbid. Any case where the Bametzin has the right to assume the position, you have to now go back to the other halakha of Sev Zayin. Would the seller give this taiva to everyone, or he's only giving it to this lakeh? If he's only giving it to this lakeh, then it's not meant for the Bametzin. Bametzin is going to have to come up with money right away, and the lakeh will have a year to pay. I say, come to Isis Kavaldik. All right. Now getting to someone with Moira Shaila. What happens if, you know, money costs money. So let's say I'm willing to sell this house for $500,000 if you pay me right away. But you're not willing to pay me right away. No problem. I'll extend credit. You're good for your money. But not $500,000. That I'm not doing. No way. I'll give it to you for $550,000. You want it for a year? No problem. $500,000, 10% is another $50,000. I'll sell you the house, per se, that you only have to pay me in a year's time, but it's going to cost you $550,000. God, in Hukas Ribbis, now let her do that. It's double pricing. But let's say, Lechatchila, I told you, I'm willing, I didn't tell you the price is $500,000. I told you, you know what? I'm willing to give it to you for $550,000, and you don't have to pay me till a year. That's how I made up. Comes along the Mets, and the man says, I want to take over the property. Besides, you want to take over the property. But the seller doesn't trust you. Right? Because the seller doesn't trust your credit. So the only way you could take over the deal, Zakta Machaba, is if you come up with the money right away. How much money do you have to come up? You have to come up right away, but how much? Zakta Khaishin Veifoy, they're gonna have to come up with the whole 550 right away. It's a shtickle. Namishin's a gavaltika shtickle. Because if you come up with only 500 now, it's not fair to the seller, because the seller might say, I'd rather have 550 in a year's time than 500 now. So, and if you want to say you want to only pay the 550 in a year's time, I don't trust your credit. So you don't have that either. So Mamela, in order for you to assume the position of the Labaya, you correct me, kind of correct me, you're going to have to come up with the full 550 and right away. What do you mean? I don't trust you, they're going to come up with the 50. I don't trust you for 50. I don't trust you for a penny. I trust this guy for the money. I don't trust you. Huh? Because I am happy to make 550 in a year's time. So I like the deal that I made with the buyer rather than yours. Elamai, you also want to match that deal and pay me 515 a year. I don't trust your credit. So Mamela, for you to take me over, it's a chiddush. For you to take me over, you're going to have to pay 550 and right away. No, I backed up. I said that wasn't good. That would be a ribbis case. I put the house for sale for 550, payable in a year. How much did who give? The buyer?
Yeah.
The buyer gave him zilch. He's giving him 550 in a year. So Mechir is 515 a year.
Right.
And the buyer too. And
the Mechir is closed.
Correct. The Mechir is closed. The buyer owns it as of today. At 550. But when is it payable? In a year's time. If the Metzger wants to assume his position, the Metzger's going to have to pay 550 now.
I understand it, but the deal is closed. Because the deal was, once the sale happens, he didn't take that 500 deal, the deal is closed. You can't come now and say you
no, but if 550 in a year, it's a big chiddush. I would say 550 in a year is worth 500 today. So if you want my money today, I'll pay you today. But then I'm only paying you 500.
You only assumed the position. The position was today. You only took that.
But if I want to assume his position, so I'll pay you 550 in a year. That's the position.
And you took that.
But the seller said, I don't want 550 in a year from you because I don't trust you. So from you, I needed money right away. So we are carving out a different deal, right? We're carving out that the time to be paid is not in a year, but that to be paid is now.
Right.
So maybe then all he deserves is 500.
But the value of the sale is 550.
Even though let's make it more. The property was 500. It's worth 500. Everyone in the market, every broker says worth 500. And everyone knows the only reason why he's getting 550 is because it's payable in a year. Still, the master wants to assume the position can only gets it for 550, even though he's paying now.
Okay,
even though he's paying now, because I could say I'd prefer 550.
What if he doesn't? He says he doesn't care.
Oh, if he doesn't care, then he doesn't
but
care.
He wants to sell to the master. We'd rather get 550 now. He wants to get 550 now. He would have been willing to sell the 500.
Then maybe in economy, then maybe he'll only get 500. If the seller says I don't care, so maybe it's like the Ramah. And maybe it's like the Ramah that I don't care.
But he's paying the 550 to the buyer.
Right.
Not to the seller.
That's what comes out. That's
good, so then who cares what I can be satisfied with? I'm not giving it to you anyway.
The buyer. No, works the other way around. Really, if he would extend the credit to everybody, and you have just as good credit as the lekeach, then there was a stam. There could be a din about metzer, and you'll assume the position of the buyer, and it's payable in a year. The buyer will pay the seller in a year, and you'll pay the and you'll reimburse the buyer in a year. So it's like basically, it's the same thing. So the Bamesin will own the property immediately. The only reason why not is because the seller is makpid. He doesn't want your credit.
550 now, because you're giving the. If you gave the 500, it goes to the buyer. So the seller's not getting the 500 anyway. He's only getting it in a year anyhow. So of course you're doing it. Does he keep it for the other?
No, but I'm telling you, if the seller is not. If the seller wouldn't be makpid, then the seller would get everything in a year from now. Don't. Sorry?
You'll get 5.
Right, but the third is because the seller's makpid, he only trusts this guy and he doesn't trust the mezrin. So Mamela, if the mezrin wants to assume the position, the mechaber says he has to pay the money right away. And if he pays the money right away,
who
will he pay to? At that point, he's going to pay to the buyer. One second, he's going to pay. We're going to have to see about. Yeah, but he only gets a free loan if.
The buyer. Who's getting the money when you pay it right away? Isn't the seller getting the money right away?
The buyer should be getting it because the buyer already consummated the deal. We're going to see about whether that's not so possible.
Maybe just take off the off.
Okay, it's fine. Very good. Okay, so you're making it better. Okay, fine. All right. Yeah, that's, and when he trusts the metron just as much as he trusts the lekeach, then everyone gets a year. But if he doesn't trust, then the metron has to come up with the money right away. Pashas, who's the money going to go to? Pashas is going to go to Rabbaya. We're going to see. Belt, we're going to see. Sorry, what? Oh, you do that if the seller is willing to extend. Yeah, but very often the seller is not willing to extend credit. Okay, but yes, he'll be willing to extend credit. All right, let's move on. Rabbi said the Ramah says Shein Amoicha Makbid Roitz Lamtin LaMetzrin. So Pashtus, we could say the case is talking about where it's right now. We're at the time of closing. The Lekeach has a deal structure in place, and the Bametzin says, I want to assume your position. And the seller says, Tak, I don't mind. You could assume his position. It's good for me. I don't care. Your credit's just as good as the Lekeach. Mamela, the Metzin could assume the position. That's what we could have learned in Ramash. It's present. Right now, the Mech is not Makbet at the time of closing. However, in the Rush, in the tour, you see, not like that. The Rush and tour had a case that the Meich was Maviyak Zman. I guess let's play this out. The Meich was Maviyak Zman. He told the Lekeach, you have a year to pay. And he would have done this to everybody. He would have extended his credit to everyone. Let's say because he's selling it because it's a bad Meichum Mepnei Ross, it was a bad piece of land, whatever it is. So the halacha is that the Metron could assume the Lekeach's position and he'll only give the money to the Lekeach in a year's time. That means the Lekeach will be paying the seller in a year, and the Metzon will be reimbursing the Lekeach in a year. That's the tour in the Rosh. Comes along the Beis Eitz and brings down the Ramban and other Rishonim that no, it's not fair to the Meicha, because maybe the Meicha trusts the Lekeach's credit more than he trusts the Metzon's credit. That was the kasha the Beis Eitz had on the tour, which is our Mechaba. Mechaba Lechitas in the Beis Eitz. Comes along the Daki Moisha and says, no, Enochanami, the Rosh and tour know that if the seller is Makbid Avada, then there's no Din by Metzra, because it's not good for the seller. He trusts this person's credit rather than Metzron. What was the case talking about? So the Daki Moisha, the case is talking about where the Meicher was not Makbid. Mamish like the Ramah. The Ramah is plugging into the Russian tour this scenario where the Meicher was not Makbid. Now the case of the Russian tour was talking about not where they're about to close. The closing happened. The Lekeach already paid the seller. And the Metron will have to pay the Lekeach. The closing happened, or even he didn't pay, or paid partially, or he didn't pay at all. But the closing already went into effect. The Araya, the Halacha is Dr. Tuna Rosh, is that the Lekeach will pay the seller in a year, and the Metzger will pay the Lekeach in a year. Had the closing not taken place yet, skip the job. Well, just go skip the, why do you need two steps for? Let the Metzger assume the position, and the Metzger will close with the seller and pay the seller directly. Elamai, the closing already took place. And nevertheless, on that, the Ramah said, the documentary said, it's talking about where the seller trusts the Metzger just as much as he trusts the Lekeach. He's not Makbid. Why am I making a to-do about this? Because you see clearly that we're talking about the closing already happened yesterday. And now there's a machloek is going on between the Metzon and the Lekeach, whether the Metzon is trustworthy, his credit is trustworthy to the seller or not. And what do? We go to the seller and we ask the seller, do you trust the Metzon or not? He says, sure, I trust the Metzon, no problem. And the halacha is that it's by Metzon. The state in the Dak, that's what should come out of the Dak and Moshe, and Taich the Ramah like that as well. That even if the closing took place, the seller is Neman to say that he would trust the Metzron just as much as he would trust the Lekeach, and Mamela, the Halakha by Metzron kicks in. That comes out. And the Pella, before I get to the Pella, in the Orcha Shulchan Taka says it Lehedja, that if there's a machloikis between the Metzon and the Lekeach, whether the Metzon is trustworthy to the seller or not, ask the seller, whatever the seller says, goes. He's Neman. And it's a truth marabach like that in Tzamech Aleph, benegeh to Siv Zayin, b'mechir b'zoil. If there's a machleikis, if there's a mechir b'zoil or not. He took a $200 property, sold it for $100. And the buyer said he gave me the discount, not for anyone else. And the man says, nah, he would have given it to everyone. What do we do? Go ask the seller. If the seller said, I would have given it to everyone, then the mezzan could assume the buyer's position for $100. And he'll gain the $100. The seller's neman. He's the deciding factor here.
And he made a balance, I'm happy with him. When the demand comes to pay the rest, the keiach of the mezzan was
true. The mezzan will pay the lekeach, and the lekeach will pay the seller. Because the deal already happened. So now there's a schaivus between the lekeach and the seller. Well, that's something else. That's a good point. Good. But in Hilchos over here, what we need is that the metron is trustworthy to the sellers, and the male lekeach will pay the seller, and the metron reimburses the lekeach. You're asking a good shaila, what to do with that. Well, hopefully, maybe we'll get there. But I want to bring out is that the Ramah is the chayr mavur, that it's after the fact, and the seller is trustworthy to make a chalois ba-metzra here. And the pella is the seller is an eid echad. Can't be mitzi mamu with an eid echad. Right now there's a ba-metzra, and there's a lekeach. The lekeach already bought it. Who's muksik in the private lekeach? It's full-fledged his. He made a full kinyan, it is. Comes along the seller and says, by the way, you should really give it over to your ba-metzra because I trust him just as well. I don't know who you are. What are you here? You already sold me the property. You're not a baldova. You're coming in as an eid echad. How could you be an emin as an eid echad? I don't trust you. Yesterday I think that you weren't given credit, and today maybe you've been paid off, maybe today you changed your mind. I don't care. At the time of the closing, you know why you closed with me, because you wanted my credit. So now you want me to eat the credit of this bametzra. No, it's not happening. I don't trust you, and it's no bametzra, because I got the property through credit, and you wouldn't have trusted anyone else. How could he be Neman? He's only an Eid Echad.
Why doesn't the Siluk make it for this deal? If you want to go back to the
because he was that Lamasha, that's the Lush. The Lushan of the two in the Rush is that the Lakaik pays the seller and the Bametra pays the Lakaik. And the reason is in Lamdis it has to be like that, because the Lakaik was really the buyer. The Chazal just made a takone, he's like a Shlech. He was really the buyer. So the buyer bought it, and the Bametra assumes the buyer's position. So he'll reimburse the buyer. But the buyer was the one who bought it. L'chari, that's what comes out like the two in the Rush.
That's yeah, the point. With the Rush is always true. The Siluk usually means that you remove the first one with
him. Well, because usually there's nothing left to the deal. He already paid the seller off, so I thought I could remove him. I get him out, and I pay the buyer, and I remove him, and he's off. And the seller was long paid. But here is when the seller wasn't yet paid. But how does it work? Sorry?
It means if the buyer seller must be
the seller's masking on the lekeach. Yeah, but you see, not like in a Turin Rosh. A Turin Rosh says the case is that the bametzrin reimburses the buyer, and the buyer pays the seller. So for some reason, he didn't cut out the middle step. But he didn't do that, vice says. It doesn't.
Can the kevah not do that? Did the bametzrin pay?
Shabudin Rav Nosson is the Teveh. The Moicher could go maybe directly to the Metzun al Shabudin Rav Nosson. But the Moicher, because I also want to go to you, you're the Lokek. I wanted to get, you bought it from me. You owe me the money. I want to collect from you. Okay, so we're going to get there. Sorry? Lokek
the
Moicher.
What
we had in Siv Zayin, when you have a Shaila, if he would have given the discount to everyone, or he's only giving the discount to this buyer, the halacha is, ala metzun laviraya. If you're a Suffolk, the metzun, the lokek is going to win. He's muksik in the kaka right now. You want to remove him, you're going to have to pay $200. So here too, he's muksik. You want to be able to assume his position and only pay in a year's time. You want to bring a raya, the seller. The seller is only an eid echad. How does it work? Sorry? Where was that tonight? I never made that tonight. I didn't see it in the fine print. It was never such fine. That's it. How does the seller work? Baruch Hashem, I found the Chubis Torah's Chesed in Reish Aleph. He talks about a different case. Later on in the Siman is a case if the seller is desperate to sell. Time is of the essence. He's being foreclosed on. Taxes. He has to cough up money immediately. So he makes a fire sale. They have to suspend the Dinah Bametzra to allow the seller to find a buyer immediately. He can't go through a whole house hassle of dealing with a bar mitzra. That's the halakha. Again, because we never mumsakim bar mitzra when it's bad for the seller. What happens if there's a machloikis between the buyer and the mitzran? If the seller needed to sell it for taxes or not, the bar mitzra says he didn't, memela have the right of bar mitzra. The lekeik said he did, and therefore they suspended the din bar mitzra. It is not din bar mitzra. The halakha is ala mitzran lavi raya. And what happens if the seller comes to testify on behalf of the mitzran and says, I wasn't selling it for taxes? So the Torah is cursed. He's not Nemi, he's only an Erechon. Mamish, what are we finding? He's only an Erechon. How could he be an Emon? So you have to understand what's going on in the Ramah. The Chayra, there's a problem here. At least there's a Machoikis, a Paiskim. If an Erechon could the seller work, in Lomdus, I don't know how he could work. He's only an Erechon. There's another problem with this Ramah. There's a Tshuva Zerashman, Chelik Beisim, and Pehei, who says, Lahedya Faket from the Ramah. He has a case that even if the seller would say that the sheni, that the metzron is just as good credit to me as the buyer, so the Rashba, there's no din bar metzron. Why not? The whole din bar metzron is only when normally the seller is not makpid. When normally the sellers are makpid on who they get extend credit to, then have a they were never masakim bar metzron in the first place. Even if later on the seller is masking, the basa has kala as linen, you always go basa at the time of the sale. And since at the time of the sale, when the lekeich went in, he had the right to believe, to entertain, that the seller would be makpid to extend credit to other people. Memelo, there's no din bar metzron. I had a right to come in. The lumdis is, there's a lumdis, which we'll see mitzvah later on in the simon, is that the whole bar mitzvah lumdis is at the time of the sale. You buyer should not have come into here, to this area, and step over me. Let me breathe. Let me buy the property next door. It's beneficial to me. Go find yourself a different property. The whole bar mitzvah halacha starts at the time of the sale. You shouldn't have come here. If at the time of the sale you could have come here, you should have come here, you were allowed to come here, so once you did, then I can't remove you. It's a gevaldik ha'toyva for me to remove you. That wasn't bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah halacha is that you shouldn't come in the first place. If you have a right to come in, then there's no din bar mitzvah. Here you had a right to come in, because you had the right to believe that the sellers generally would not extend credit to other people. And with Meila, he wouldn't have extended credit to the bar mitzvah. Meila, you have every right to buy. Once you have a right to buy, now that the seller comes later on and says, by the way, you should know, I would have extended the credit, it's too late. There's no din bar mitzvah. At the time of the purchase of the lekeach, there wouldn't have been, he shouldn't have thought that there was a din bar mitzvah. Memeli has a right to buy and there's no din bar mitzvah. So now the kasha is, and now it's mufursha raya from the Rashba, mamish lehedya, not like the Ramah. It doesn't work. You can't come in. It doesn't work. So the not only that, the tshuva shem arye cheshem mishkov ches, based on this tshuva zarasha, taka paskin, not like the Ramah. He says if the seller's going to taina later on that he would have trusted the bametzah just as much as lakeka, it doesn't work. It's too late. Because hakol elakaka, haskola like the tshuva zarashba, comes along the mishpat cholam, and he says, you should know, he said, the Ramah is only talking about where the meich is not makbid, namely from before the mechira. We have edus that the meich who told people before he sold it to this lekeach that he's not makbid and he would extend credit to the bar mitzvah just as well. Memela, since at the haschala already, the seller was willing to extend credit to the bar mitzvah, then there would be a din bar mitzvah. The whole Rashba is saying at the haschala we didn't know, so memela there's no din bar mitzvah, even though later on the seller says I'm asking for the mitzvah. And the Ramah is talking about daska where on the onset before the mechira the seller already disclosed, he already told people that he's willing to trust the bar mitzvah as well. Sorry. Answers both catches, correct. So comes out now, based, correct. So now, it comes out, that hein mitzad the chesar nemanis could be the seller's not trusted later on, and hein mitzad the whole din takana b'metzah doesn't work if the seller comes later on, and the whole ramah might have to be talking about bedafka when he comes before the sale. It's a modern makimta, because it's very rare that the seller should tell people before the sale, and I trust the b'metzah. But yes, he'll have to say before the sale that I would trust the b'metzah to extend the same terms, the same credit to the b'metzah. That's when this whole ramah is again.
Do it also?
No, as long as it's Nizgala. If it's in the world at the time, so now it's, we now know the Mefreya that it was there, so then the location to board.
Isn't that
Mufra? Like, no, maybe.
I'm
now. The Lashon is present tense. So Lachaya, we would have said that Ramah was talking about Mamish before the closing. That's how I started off. I proved you from the Daki Moshe as talking about after the closing.
Oh.
So you have to say that the Ramah now have the present tense to tell you, Kilo, that's what he said yesterday. Yesterday he used a present lashon. Yesterday before the sale, before the closing to the buyer, he said that he was masking to extend the same deal to the Metzrin. And that's when the whole Ramah's Nogeya. It's interesting. Now, which should come out, now comes out, I just wanted to throw out, based on your type of a shiloh, is that what happens if the Moika Taka says, I trust the Metzrin as well, and I trusted him yesterday as well, and we only found that out today, but it was already after the sale, and now we're saying the halacha is that the Metzrin has a right to assume the buyer's position. What is that? Pay me in a year. Very nice. Comes a year's time, and the lokeach has no problem paying the seller, but the Metzrin has a problem, he doesn't have money anymore. What's the din? So the buyer is shouldering to the seller, he has to cough up the money. The Metzron has no money, so now the Lakeh is going to have to lose out. It's very modern. Very modern. The Chayyur, they were never massacring by Metzron to hurt the buyer. It's only if you assume the buyer's position. So the Kama, very modern Zach. And Elamai Bechai Gavner, what? The Lakeh should now be able to tell the seller, you should know that I have a Gavra Bechirikoy, I have someone who's replacing me, and go after him to collect the money? It's not much like that in the Torah and the Rosh. The Torah says that no, the Metzron pays the buyer and the buyer pays the seller. So it's going to come out a very mundane type of situation.
It makes it difficult for the seller that it's not a Metzron anyways.
No, the Metzron said from day one, I trust the credit. I would have trusted the credit of the Metzron just as much as your credit. Fine, that's what he said. That's very nice. But Lamais, at the end of the day, he did the sale with you, the buyer, not with the Metzron. So he's coming knocking on your door for payment. So now you're paying him, and now you can't collect from the Metzron. How are you talking? So what's going to be the halacha?
In such a case, we say that the prayer was never meant that the sale should happen. Because when it's not good for the lawyer.
But the Moika says it is good for me. The Moika says from day one, I was happy. We didn't know that the Metzron was going to lose his money during this year. So the Moika already said it is good for me. So it comes out very modern Azak. It should come out very interesting. Had we said what the Olam was trying to suggest, that the way to do it is that the Metzron has to assume the buyer's position with the consent of the seller, it means the Metzron will be sure to the seller directly, and the Lekex out of the deal, then I hear very well. But the Torah says, you're not like that. The Torah is saying that the Metzron pays the buyer in a year. So if he's still in the deal, so it's not fair to Lekex. So walking into Lekex, Taina, even day one, I don't trust this Metzron. I see already that what's going to happen in a year's time, I'm going to pay the seller, and the Metzron's going to stiff me. And he doesn't mind stiffing. He has the property. He has a free property. He has the property. He'll stiff me, and I'll be out, and I'll have to pay the seller. Wow. Why can't the buyer be makbid right now? Sorry?
The
buyer. He's the matne. He just doesn't have to. The chazal or mesakin that he doesn't have to make a new kinyan. And it came out with Mafreya that he was really acting as an agent. And it's as if the Metzron bought it directly from the seller. It's only as if. It's as if the. It's all in Takanis Kazal. He doesn't need the Maklak Zashen if he needs to do Kenyan. But we pass and he doesn't.
Why do we have the whole year's worth of free rent? If now you kick him out right now, the Metzron comes in, throws him out, and he has to sit around and pay rent somewhere else and then pay the other guy a year later?
He's going to get reimbursed for the Metzron. That was the hope. What? The hope is that he'll get reimbursed, but now the Metzron's stiffing him. So that's the problem. I'm asking the Shaila that what's going on? This Metzis, how does it go on? Elamai, you want to say what? Now the whole dinner by Metzis is bottled in my frail? Mekatesi. All right, we didn't say that. Sorry?
Why is the Metzis doing it? Why is the Metzis doing it?
But yeah, here, but the Lashon HaTorah is not like the Lashon HaTorah is, and what happens, Zokta Rosh, this Ramah is touching up a Rosh. And what does the Rosh say? The Metzrin pays the Lakeach in a year's time. So comes in a modern halacha, he should have, that means, the halacha should have been otherwise. The halacha should have been is that the Metzrin has to pay the seller directly and the Lakeach is out. Problem is from the Torah, you see, not like that. In Mamela, we have a problem on hands. What's going to be now? I don't know.
Isn't all the time he has to assume the position, he doesn't assume the position, that's what that is. So let's say the Ramit doesn't have money to fulfill it. You can't get a cash sale, and now the Ramit says, I can do it, you can't come up with the money.
He can't come up, so Metzen loses his din.
So what's wrong with him? What's different over here?
No, here, he came up, so to speak, with the deal. The deal was, the lechatchili came up, that I'm going to assume you, and I'll pay in a year. Oh, so in a year's time, when he doesn't pay, then he'll come out with my Freya that he couldn't come up with the money, and he loses all this by Metzra. But who was living there the whole year? Yeah.
Charge rental.
Oh, now charge rental, our friend.
You say bubble maker, I can charge
rental. Okay, maybe. I hear that. Otherwise, I don't have an eight. I hear your plan. The best, your eight is the best of all the options. It comes in a month. I exercise the right. The kinyan already was chal for me, and then but now it's come.
So,
but that goes until. Oh, then he's like, altar, right here. Right, and a Kanam. And a Kanam. So this will be the same type of London. Oh, yeah, I'm asking. The Kinyan already took place. The Messiah walks onto the property from day one. He assumes the buyer's position from day one.
Let's say we've been speaking with the Messiah. Let's say we've been speaking with the Messiah. You sell me a property, I tell you to pay $100,000 a year, it comes a year, I don't pay, what happens?
The property is still a Kinyan, you just owe me money. What happens? You tell me what happens. That's what happens. You owe me money. Sorry? You want to do a gviya? So maybe you'll do a gviya. Maybe someone else will. I don't know. Maybe in a second position, someone else will. I don't know what happens. But it's not like the deal's bottom, my freya. The kinyan was chal. He owes you money. And now he's defaulting on his payment. So good. So you have a mortgage. You have a mortgage. Say them. But how does it? How does it work over here? So you want to foreclose on the Metzen's property? Try foreclosing on his property? I don't know. But how does it become? Oh, you want to say that it becomes the whole by Metzen's bottle of my bread?
He never
said
that. He assumed it, but now it's Miskala that my friend you never did. Look, I'm asking to that age. I'm asking. It just comes out now that he lived in the property for a year, and now you got to pay his kids. Okay, fine. All right. Let me tell you, we'll end off, it's late, I'll end off with a story. It's a true story here in Lakewood. There was a guy who's looking he lived on a certain block, and he was looking to buy a property to be able to build a house. I think he was renting ground, but he was looking to buy a property to build a house from scratch. But he wanted to bedavka live on that block, he had a chedron, why? And he made a gavaldika hamtsa. What it was, there was a person, a guy living on the block, who was living in a shack, maybe a little larger than a shack, oversized shack, let's call it, on a huge property. There was about 60 feet clearance on the side of the shack to the property line. He needed 80 feet to get a property. You needed to be at least 80 feet wide. It must be an R12 zone or something, R10 zone, R10. So he needed 80 feet wide. So he came up with this plan. What happened was really the shack, there was an existing house, and then apparently, I don't know, 50 years, Terchzeitin, the guy made an extension, he made like a porch to the side. So he came up with this plan is that if he'll demolish the guy's porch, he'll then have 80 feet clearance to be able to buy a property. That was the chejman. And he made this deal with the seller, and part of the deal was is he's going to do a couple of things. He's going to demolish the porch for him. He's going to renovate the kitchen. I'm not sure why demolishing the porch needs to renovate the kitchen. Maybe he took part of the kitchen as well. I think that should build the problem. But he had to now build him a new kitchen, renovate new cabinets, new everything. So he's going to install him a new kitchen. And he's going to be busy, the township, getting the whole subdivision and the whole zoning, whatever he needs to split the price, subdivide the property. And that was the deal. And he made this deal with the seller. The day after, he gets a knock from the neighbor and says, it's a mamajik of Aldika patent, I love your idea, I want to do the same. And I'm tining by Metzra. Mela, this was the shayla and came to the entire. Sorry?
Investors who say by Metzra?
Investment? Well, who said, where's the investment? What's the investment? The guy next door has 50 feet on the side of his property clear. He bets and doesn't need to do this whole shtickle, because even if he only takes 30 feet from the guy, he had already, he didn't need this whole shtickle. But he's willing to do the whole shtickle, which will improve his existing property, because now he could sell it instead of maybe as an 80 wide, he'll sell it as a 100 wide property, as well as a nice property. He'll improve his existing property and he'll make money. So there's no bad message by going under certain situations. Granted, in this case, it was applicable. Why there would be. So, this Shaila, by the way, is such a Kishmaka Shaila, it touches on about 6-7 different heterim throughout the Siman. It was a Gevaldika Shaila. But I just want to focus on our halacha. So, the Lakeach Tainit, is that very nice that you want to. But I came up to this Hamza. So Mezer said, Ishkoyach. First, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. And then, who states in Bamezer? You come up to Hamza. I can't take you over on that Hamza. So the Kayak Taina is a different Taina. He says, this involves a lot of Tircha. And you have to renovate the kitchen. You have to know how to demolish. As if he knows how to demolish. But you have to know how to demolish. And you have to subdivide. Memela, the seller trusts me rather than anyone else. I'm a good friend with the seller. God, there was a good friend with the seller, by the way. I'm a good.
The seller?
No.
Well, he approached.
He approached the seller. They were friends, and they were friendly. They were neighbors on the block. He approached the seller with this patent. I have this idea. I can make you a lot of money. You don't need the side yard anyway. So, Mamela, I'll fix you up. You'll get a nicer kitchen. You'll lose your porch, but the money in your pocket will make up. You can go to Florida for many times. You make up for your porch. Mamela, he convinced the seller. It's a kavalik idea. So now he's tining to the Ban Metzra. Shkoyek, you want to take over my idea. But the seller trusts me more than he trusts you. He's extending credit to me, but he doesn't extend credit to you. You'll demolish his porch wrong. You won't do the proper. Well, every Lakeach Ketaina that the credit was given to me, not to you, or the Lakeach Ketaina in Sif Zion, I got the discount for 100 instead of 200 instead of you, right? No, so there was no closing yet. It was only in contract. So the halacha is, you go ask the seller. That means with the same lumdus of the sif, but the ramah plugged in. Yeah, but this is before the closing. Before the closing. So you have the same lumdus as go ask the seller. We ask the seller, the seller says, Taka doesn't mind. He doesn't care. This guy's my neighbor. This guy's my neighbor. I trust both of them. They're fine. Both of them are good to go. So it's no problem. So with that, he had many other tainas, maybe throughout the siman, who tried to deal with them. But mitzad this taina, you have the ramah that you could ask. But had the deal, had the closing already taken place, it's funny because it wasn't subdivided yet, but in theory, had they made a proper kinyan on the property even before it was subdivided, and now you want to get the seller to come, now you have this whole shaila, could the seller come? And now not even an echad, he's a goy. You don't even have that. And what would be Rabbi Yisrael Moshel, the Aruch HaShulchan, who holds that the seller is Neman later on? What happens if the seller is a Karev to the Metzrin, or he has any other form of Psulei Eidus? Would he also say that he's Neman? Means, I don't understand the Aruch HaShulchan, how an Eidecha could be Neman. But if for some reason an Eidecha could be Neman, what happens if he doesn't have a status of an Eidecha? He's a Pasul Eid. Will he also be Neman because he's the seller to say that I would have done it to the Metzrin as well?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know where Eidecha comes in anyway, because he can't be Meitzimamu by an Eidecha. Good. Say that it's food for thought. But that was the Meitzah Shaya. It was a good try in the Bay. It didn't work. But the Bay, God, it had many other things. And God, of his 6 or 7, we ended up knocking out each one, but one of them was left. Believe that, we'll get to it. All right, Rabbi Sani.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.